Welcome to episode zero of my podcast. Welcome. 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 All right. What we're doing here is that I'm driving around, you know, just chilling, talking, doing whatever y'all want. Really. Got my seatbelt on. Got my gas tank full. Let's get to work. Let's get it in. Now, I've just been driving around and I work for this company called Favor. Favor is like Postmates and Uber Eats put together. Woo! Don't hit me. Crazy phone. What the fuck? I'm just gonna go. What the hell's going on? So many people were trying to turn in one place. Alright, back to it. I got stories to tell, things to talk about. You know, and just, you know, let's all just have a nice time here. Let's get this thing on the road. Alrighty, here we go. Alright, so when I'm doing favors and stuff, I'll pause the podcast and continue. Yes, you know, no one wants to hear that extra stuff. Alright, so this is my first ever doing any of these podcast types of stuffs. I have recorded on this app, on a different app before, but it's actually live, and you talk to people, people message, and talk in the comments and stuff. They could also join the call and stuff. It was a fun time. I just didn't like some people there that were toxic, and I kind of fell out of it. So I wanted to start my own podcast, hoping that I could, you know, make some new friends. Get some people in here. I'm going to get my friend, my longtime best friend, Noah, in here. Noah's been my friend since elementary. We had a lot of good times together, off and ons, all through, I think, middle school. Almost through entire middle school, we didn't talk to each other because we kind of fell out of contact. But through high school and all that, we gained contact again. We were able to start talking to each other again. He's honestly a good guy. He's a good guy. I have some of the best times in this car with him while he's here. One time, we were driving and I was doing favors. He screamed out the window, "Hey, smoking's bad for you, man." And the guy proceeded to light another cigarette and do it in the sassiest way possible. Go ahead, bro. No? Alright, I'll go. What the hell are you doing? I don't know what this dude go first, but he was just sitting there. And like, the guy lit his cigarette, and then he looked straight at us in the face. And then he blew the smoke out from his cigarette the sassiest way possible towards us. And we started dying. We couldn't stop laughing. My friend Noah was in the seat next to me freaking crying. He couldn't breathe. It was the funniest thing ever. And that was only like a couple nights ago. And, it was some good times. Good times. If you hear some music in the background, that's just me trying to, you know, keep it less silent in here. Between. And then, later on that night, we did a couple more favors. We talked about some things. We don't like to go into politics because neither of us care about politics. So we just kind of chill and talk the entire time. Sometimes we have some car arguments about some random stuff that we shouldn't even be arguing about. I talk about video games, talk about anime, and this boy likes to go off about hentai sometimes. He met this girl on a hentai chat, and he's gonna hurt, and I thought that was freaking hilarious. It was some good times. Good times. People can be crazy. People can be funny. Shit, you never know who you're gonna get. Now I'm over here driving to the location that I normally go to do favors around the area. I'll be getting out of the car, going into restaurants quite often. Meet some new people, have some fun. Sorry about the silences sometimes, guys. And girls, not judging. Them, to be politically correct. But no, I don't really care about that. You can be whatever you want. You can be sexually identified as Apache attack helicopter. Still love you. But on the other note, I got some stories, some topics to talk about. One is this podcast. I don't know how often I'm going to be uploading episodes and recording. So this might be an on-off thing. Week, 2 weeks. Depends on how many stories I can gain within that time frame. And I'm just trying to have some fun. I could talk about when I used to go to school and stuff. I'm not going to mention any names, so I'm going to keep names out of here. But when I went to elementary, I had the coolest math teacher ever. He would explain his math in detail, and to where it was like super easy to understand. He was really great. And then I gotta stop saying "ugh," which makes me sound dumb. And then I had this English teacher. She was really cool. We talked all the time. I would go after school, need some help on what was it? I think it was homework one time. I would go back and I'd talk to her. A lot of different things. Like, she was better than a counselor. That's how good she was sometimes. It was absolutely great. She was the nicest lady ever, and reason the school fired her, even though she was so nice, would go around and talk to the teachers mostly. The teachers were the only ones that really talked to me. Pretty much all the way through middle school. I knew some good people around. Like, some people get really weirded out with me because I went to go and talk to the janitor. I was good friends with the janitor. Now, respect your school. That's how it goes. Respect your school. Times. Middle school is pretty cool. He did, like, the same thing that my old teacher did. Super nice. Coolest guy ever. Why my stuff not work? GPS What else? Bippity boppity boopity. Do this. Come on. Work for me. Guess I'm going here. Oh, what's happening here? Completely closed down. What happened there? Seems like it wants me to turn around here. All right. I don't know what happened there. I mean, what was it called? Fire truck. I don't know how I couldn't say fire truck. There was a fire truck there. It was completely blocked off one of the exits. Don't know what happened. I got some stories. Another story that me and my friend went to Sonic one time, and I vape, and me and him decided one time it would be funny if we turned off the AC and then completely hotboxed the car with the vape. It was the funniest reaction we have gotten the entire night. So we were at Sonic. The guy was coming out to give us our food. We had just finished hotboxing it. It was the smokiest it could get, and as soon as we got there, we unrolled the window, and he was like, "Oh, god dang, are you trying to kill yourselves?" And then we started dying. We couldn't stop laughing. It was the most hilarious thing that I've heard all night. I mean, I was crying. It was funny. Just the reaction on his face and the way he reacted was the craziest and most hilarious thing all night. And it had been the best reaction I had the entire night. And it was great. And then I also met this one lady one time when I was doing favors. And she was skeptical about the whole thing. And we're like, "We just drop off your food. Just tell us what you want it." And it goes good like that. No harm, no foul. And then she was really nice. We struck up a conversation about vaping. And she said that vaping is killing people. I'm like, no. Vaping is not killing people. It's the Juul pods. The Juul pods and the e-cigs that are doing it. Not like the mods, the vape mods and in the e-juices. The e-juices are fine. It's the Juul pods. They have an extra ingredient in them that completely makes people have a vitamin E overdose. And I have never seen one person die from vaping. I mean, have you ever seen a competition vapor ever get sick or a disease from vaping? No. And they vape all the time. I know why people are so skeptical about it, but because of the nicotine in them and everything, but you can vape with no nic. You can get absolutely no nicotine inside your vape. And then you can just enjoy the flavor and stuff like that. You don't really have to worry about it. It's just people get skeptical about it. And I get that. I get that. But calm down a little bit. Damn. I'm not hoping to get the best reactions out of this and everything. I'm just doing this for fun. This is for fun. If I can get some friends in here to share some stories and everything, that'll be great. Let's see what I can do. This could be... you can also ask me questions and stuff. You can also support my podcast. But it's always up to you guys. Whether you join or not join, it's up to you. To be or not to be, that is the question. you can ask me questions. Just leave little voice chats or voice messages or anything else, and I'll answer them when I can, or I'll include them in the next podcast as questions within. I'll play them within the episode, I'll let you ask the questions, and I'll answer them. I'll always check if the questions are inappropriate or stuff like that. I will not take any inappropriate questions. I want to keep this a nice, good, respectful community within the podcast. We're just here to have fun, share stories. This is episode 0, pilot, Q&A. But you guys have a good night.